USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas shortages continue along the East Coast, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is working around the clock to help get the Colonial Pipeline back online.
The president has directed us to bring all government resources to bear to help Colonial to resolve this.
Around 25% of gasoline stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel as of Wednesday morning, as states from New Jersey to Florida suffer from the gas outages. Arrests and detentions at the U.S.-Mexico border hit record levels in April, but fewer unaccompanied minors entered the United States illegally. Immigration arrests and detentions at the southern border last month rose by 3% from March to 178,622, the highest one-month total in 20 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
President Biden continuing to sell his infrastructure plan to Republicans.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ellen DeGeneres announcing today she will end her daytime talk show after a nearly two-decade run that established the comedian as a TV icon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Democratic Senator from New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, is facing a tough re-election battle, and she's also raising concerns behind closed doors about the Biden administration's handling of the unemployment crisis, undermining the White House's defense of extending unemployment insurance through the summer. Hassan telling her constituents that extended unemployment insurance is making it easier for people to stay at home. And along those same lines, Dave Ramsey, CEO of Ramsey Financial Solutions, tells Fox News it's a catch-22 for many people when it comes to collecting enhanced unemployment benefits or going back to work.
Well, it's these same exact folks that we're just talking about. They're struggling, but now they're getting more money from unemployment than maybe they were getting or they perceived they were getting from their job. And the problem is that sets up a short-term mentality of they're not going back to work. They're not engaging in a career path that's going to lift them throughout the course of their life. Instead, sitting at home on the government dole. When there's jobs available, and it's a simple supply-demand thing. When the government interferes with the supply-demand curve, it changes the way people behave, and that's what's happening here. So you've got people sitting at home that we wish could get back to work, and for the good of the person, I'd love to get them back to work, even if they're making about the same or less than they make sitting at home, because it's not good for them 5 years from today.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.